Removing spells is a made-to-fit process suitable for anyone regardless of race, sex, or religious beliefs. The process can be done anywhere in the world. Removing spells and curses the right way requires solitude and communion with the spirit world and, therefore, a lot of concentration. Consequently, the effective ceremony of removing spells is done at night without the patient's presence. The patient does not need to arrive at the ceremony physically. Who should you turn to for proper spell removal? There might have been spells and magic cast upon you, and you turned to someone who presented himself/herself as a black magic removal expert. The frustration could be great since your money was invested in someone who cannot benefit you. Removing strong spells is an unprecedentedly complex procedure requiring significant expertise and vast knowledge of mysticism and spirits. Samuel Zohar Yanai invites you to a personalized and discreet process with an obligation to continue until the spell removal and black magic protection process is complete. Removing spells and curses, choosing the right person is key. When done right, removal spells should be performed only by a spiritual healer who is an expert in Kabbalah and has secret energetic codes. Many professionals offer to remove spells and curses. It is possible that if you approached, for example, a coffee reader, she claimed that a binding spell was placed on you and, therefore, your future and present are blocked. Removing spells, the reason why, fortune tellers, etc., fail. 1. Fortune telling is a shady ceremony with no natural base. If a fortune reader, coffee reader, etc., could predict the future, she could have predicted tomorrow's stock exchange results. Right? True. 2. Coffee readers do not have the proper knowledge and training to remove a spell or remove a curse. They are not proficient in Kabbalah or Aramaic and are clueless about secret codes and ciphers. 3. From the second we turn to false prophecy charlatans, we pick a con man or woman and give them access to our innermost spiritual world. Therefore, you should turn to an expert black magic healer like Samuel to remove spells, dark magic, negative energies, and black magic from your life and avoid failure. Samuel Zohar Yanai is opposed to all so-called fortune tellers. I provide a thorough process, and consultation is built for current and future success. I only perform spell cancellation and removal according to spiritual ethics, which is a must for every healer in the field. Let it be made clear that Samuel is against evil spells, and his sole purpose is healing. How do I remove spells, and how is it useful for you? How can we get the maximum effect from spell removal? The purpose and process of removing spells have a lot to do with the willingness and commitment of the patient to the black magic healing process. The more we accurately go through the steps, the faster we will see worthy results. Again, we must turn to a person who is an actual expert and not a charlatan. Every day that the spell is not taken care of is a day where it gets stronger. Samuel Zohar Yanai is an expert in practical Kabbalah and possesses more than 20 years of experience as a spiritual healer. Are you looking to cancel the spells and curses cast upon you? Restore your mental and physical health. Leave your details here or dial tell. What are spells? Spells are actions performed in a magical or Kabbalistic ceremony or prayer to achieve the result the rabbi or sorcerer intended. Unlike conventional prayers, spells are considered to be produced by various forces and energies to cause change. It can range from seeking love and prosperity to opposing goals of causing harm or distress and destruction to others. The main element in casting spells is the intention behind the act, which is strengthened through words, materials, symbols, and energetic and magical actions. These actions focus on the will of the sorcerer or the person demanding the action from the sorcerer to influence the natural order in a way that matches his wishes. Spells and ciphers, what is the energetic power of a word? Spells are used in a variety of spiritual and energetic actions. To understand how the process of removing spells and curses is carried out, we must first understand the origin of the spells and spells. It is known that the 18 prayers are said in a whisper. According to Jewish law, in the part where it is written, and the rains of blessing stopped, the worshipper is obliged not to say this sentence but only to recite it in his heart. This is because Judaism attributes tremendous energetic power to words and thoughts. The Japanese scientist Masaru Emoto's study on water molecules revealed what happens to the water that curses and/or blesses it. You can learn more about the research on the website's Removing the Evil Eye page. How are the spells performed, and what is the correct way to remove them? To cast a spell, the sorcerer's words are spoken in whispers and a low tone. According to Kabbalah, when saying Kaddish for the deceased, the Hebrew language is not used in the prayer for the ascension of the deceased's soul but in Aramaic because it is the only language that negative energy/Satan cannot energetically damage. One of the main reasons one must not hire any spiritual healer or black magic removal expert is that they do not know the Aramaic language. This person cannot remove and cancel the spells permanently or professionally. Common types of spells. Spells cover various intentions and energetic influences, each serving a unique mystical purpose. Amongst the most popular spells requested are love spells, which attract an emotional or romantic attraction. These spells not only deal with empowerment but can also cause damage to the other side. There are spell types for health and healing. These spells offer comfort to those suffering from illness. Many believe these healing spells are an excellent resource for the health and well-being of the patient. Spells for financial well-being are also prevalent these days. Different kinds of spells serve many other purposes, whether cast to achieve success, remove black magic, provide spiritual protection, remove voodoo, or more. Removing spells and curses, can you do it in the ways of Kabbalah? In Kabbalah, there are terms of canceling spells and ciphers. These are rooted deep in the Jewish traditions of energetic defense and healing. The terms above acknowledge the existence of harmful energies that might have been cast towards a person or even a whole community. It is important to note that the focus of these rituals is not dealing with the spell itself or its empowerment, but rather with the removal of spells and curses and, more importantly, protection and healing. This approach reflects an essential principle in Jewish Kabbalah. Removing spells, the process that is available to you through Samuel and does not exist anywhere else. A spiritual healer requires expertise in various fields to remove spells and curses. Each person is unique and special, so their needs also change. This is why I adhere to a personalized and discreet process and provide unique tools to answer your circumstances accurately. Removing spells until they are permanently canceled. It is almost impossible to remove an evil spell in a single act. Every 30 days, I perform repeated removal of the energetic blockages and examine the effects with you until the complete removal of the spells. A response to all energetic blockages. I perform spell removals, the evil eye, and curses. After completing all the spell removing processes, I perform energetic defenses designed to ensure that the attacking party cannot exert any further negative influence on you. A balm for all areas of life. The spell sends arms into all aspects of your existence. It may harm your health, mental stability, family, business, and livelihood. To give you a complete answer, I provide nutritional advice, herbal balm, and business consulting and coaching processes that will allow you to strengthen in all aspects. At the same time, we work to cancel and remove the spells from your life. Reopening the energy channels. After the spells have been removed and the energetic flow will return to normal, I will open the energetic channels. Spell removing with close supervision until the process is completed. Now, you can perform a spell removal from your life with the help of a Kabbalah and Halacha expert who has spent years studying the ancient wisdom. Shmuel Zohar Yanai invites you to a process of removing spells that will free you from negative energies and blockages in your journey to goodness. With various techniques and in-depth knowledge, Shmuel will accompany you until the spell is completely removed. The website contains many more fascinating articles about mysticism and witchcraft. To schedule a consultation, contact us by email, WhatsApp, or phone. Spells throughout history. Throughout history, spells have woven their mysteries into the fabric of cultures worldwide, not least in the Jewish tradition. In our investigation of how spells are perceived in the Jewish tradition, we dive deep into the roots of these ancient customs, revealing their roles, the distinctions between them, and the complex opinions expressed about them in religious texts. From man's hopes for protection and prosperity to the powerful spells of the sorcerers considered to have greater powers, spells have occupied a controversial but fascinating place in Jewish history. Spells in Jewish tradition. Spells in ancient Jewish tradition have been in use since the time of the First Temple. Those were spells, oaths, and amulets rooted deep in the old ways and traditions of the Jewish people. These spells were used by the ancient Hebrews mainly for protection against rulers and pogroms and also for spiritual perseverance. What is the Torah's position when it comes to spells? The Torah positions itself regarding the use of spells and broadly prohibits them. This prohibition is rooted in the mitzvot against practicing witchcraft, as described in various passages of the Torah. Whispering spells, particularly those whose purpose is to control or manipulate energetic forces or to change or influence the natural order by supernatural means, are not permitted. The Torah prohibits the use of spells. The Bible says, "And he binds a friend." Books and the Talmud interpret this to mean that the person who whispers a spell to paralyze a snake or a scorpion will be punished. This prohibition is one of the Teriag mitzvot. Exceptional cases when spell removal is allowed. In some cases, the sages, Haza, El, permitted the use of spells in the Talmud. In the Thmasah Sheh of Shabbat, there are a series of spells that are allowed to be said on different occasions, against high fever, boils, and pain, or against demon possessions. These spells were permitted to settle the mind of the sick or the victim so that the fear would not worsen his condition. In the Torah, the punishment for the spell whisperer is given: he who whispers about the wrongdoer has no part in the world to come, but in the Talmud, it is explained that this is the person who whispers before the spell because the name of God must not be mentioned during the whispering. The logic behind this ban is twofold. First, it maintains a clear distinction between divine worship and the magical practices associated with other religions or sects that were prevalent in antiquity. Second, it emphasizes fundamental trust in God and the importance of prayer rather than seeking intervention through magical or harmful mystical practices. The various kinds of spells. The world of witchcraft and witch doctors is ancient and covers almost every culture. Its roots date back to the days of ancient man, even before the invention of writing. The various spells can be classified into several main types. Natural magic spells. Natural magic was studied and performed among prehistoric tribes, mainly in Africa. The tribe sorcerer would cast a spell on the hunting party and bless the weapons, spears and stone hammers, usually through dancing around the tribal fire and various chants. Requesting assistance from the forces of fire and earth, when the forces of nature were not yet divided into different gods, was also common. Natural magic was fundamental and primitive. However, natural magic has evolved and is still used today. It involves active communication with the spirits of plants and trees, moon cycles, and seasons. The tools may be as simple as large tree branches, mostly applicable and not poisonous, or plants cut in the middle for healing. The rituals are often performed by moonlight in the great outdoors and aim to influence the weather for healing or harm. Simple spells. The simple spell is divided into two types of witchcraft. Hermetic witchcraft uses mental, emotional, and spiritual abilities only, without objects or auxiliary materials, and claims people and objects with mental influence for a positive or harmful purpose. The second type of simple magic, also called kitchen witchery, involves performing most or all actions using various objects, protective measures, and ritual tools. The simple spell is generally positive and aims to protect the human environment through objects, channeling, trance, and meditation. Black magic spells. Black magic is naturally the most harmful and dangerous type of witchcraft. Evidence of it begins in ancient Egypt, through all the peoples of the Middle East, to Greece and Rome, and it is also widely practiced in Africa. There is less evidence of black magic in Northern European or American cultures, where curses and spirits did the work of black magic themselves. White magic spells. Despite the positive context in the name, white magic is magic for all intents and purposes, but its purpose is to promote success. White magic is also one of the most essential types of magic. It has existed for thousands of years and is not intended to fight against black magic but to strengthen people. The spell is performed through healing rituals, prayers, and physical and energetic cleansing using fortifying plants or potions, various energetic meditative practices, and connecting with the spirit of nature. Love spells. A love spell is designed to affect relationships. Its roots are in ancient Egypt, and from there, it spread to all the region's cultures, including the Hebrews. Sorcery gained momentum in the Roman Empire and then among the Muslims and the Persians. It is cast using objects, pictures, candles, and oils, sometimes combined with different texts. Since the spell is done without the knowledge or will of the bewitched and is unpredictable, it can often cause irreversible damage. Objects enchantment spells. Object enchantment is performed to forcefully summon a blessing in material aspects such as livelihood, goods, food, or money. The results may be unexpected here due to its forced nature. Control spells. A control spell is the most dangerous of all spell types. There are many testimonies of such actions in mythological and biblical stories: Balaam, Merlin, the Yellow Emperor, Aladdin, Dracula, Aleister Crowley. Sorcerers who work in this field are not prophets but are endowed with the ability to manipulate natural forces, such as fire, water, and air, to people and nations. Misuse of a control spell brings tremendous destruction to the operator and the environment in which he operates, especially when it comes to an ordered and initiated spell. There are positive control spells, but one must ensure they are entirely controlled. Symbolic magic. Symbolic magic is relatively superficial. It is performed using various relatable symbols for positive purposes. Although its effectiveness is limited, it does not cause harm. Want to learn more about witchcraft and get help from an expert to remove black magic spells? Samuel Zohar Yanai invites you to contact him now on the website, on WhatsApp, or by phone to answer any questions or to schedule a consultation. How do you remove spells and negative energies on your own? While Samuel Zohar Yanai provides a thorough and personalized process, other general methods are available for those seeking to remove spells. If you're looking to remove spells on your own, there are various methods you can explore beyond professional help. Here are some alternative approaches. 1. Using salt for purification. Salt is a powerful cleaner used for centuries in different cultures to cleanse and protect against negative energies. Here are a few ways to use salt. Sprinkling salt. Sprinkle salt around the perimeter of your home or any space you want to protect. This creates a barrier that helps keep negative energies away. Salt baths. A bath with a handful of sea or Epsom salt can cleanse your body of negative energies. Soak in the salt water for at least 20 minutes to allow the salt to draw out the negativity. Salt bowls. Place bowls of salt in different corners of your home. The salt absorbs negative energies from the environment. Replace the salt regularly to maintain its effectiveness. 2. Herbal remedies. Certain herbs have protective properties that can help remove spells and negative energies. Commonly used herbs include sage, rosemary, and basil. Here's how to use them. Burning sage. Smudging. Light a bundle of dried sage and let it smoke. Wave the smoke around your home, focusing on corners, doorways, and windows. This practice purifies the space and removes negative energies. Using rosemary and basil, similar to sage, these herbs can be burned, made into herbal sachets, or used as essential oils in a diffuser. Herbal baths. Add a few sprigs or a handful of dried herbs, such as rosemary or basil, to your bath water. Soak for 20 to 30 minutes to cleanse your aura. 3. Protective amulets. Wearing protective charms or amulets can help shield you from harmful spells. Popular protective items include Hamsa hand. This symbol protects the evil eye and negative energies. Wear it as a necklace or keep it as a home decoration. Evil eye talismans, designed to ward off the evil eye and protect the wearer, these talismans come in various forms like jewelry. 4. Keychains and wall hangings. Other protective symbols, different cultures have their protective symbols and charms. Choose one that resonates with you for added protection. 5. Meditation and visualization. Meditating and visualizing a protective shield around you can strengthen your mental defenses against negative energies. Here's how to get started. Find a quiet space, choose a quiet, comfortable place where you won't be disturbed. Relax and breathe, sit or lay comfortably, close your eyes, and take deep breaths to relax your body and mind. Visualize a protective shield, imagine a bright, protective light surrounding you, acting as a shield that blocks negative energies or spells. Repeat affirmations. As you visualize the protective shield, repeat positive affirmations like, "I am protected," or "Only positive energy can enter my space." 6. Prayer and affirmations. Reciting prayers or positive affirmations can invoke divine protection and cleanse your spirit of negativity. Here are some examples. Daily prayers. Incorporate prayers into your daily routine to seek protection and guidance. Choose prayers that resonate with your beliefs and traditions. Positive affirmations. Reinforce your intention of protection and positivity with affirmations like, "I am surrounded by love and light," or "Negative energies cannot harm me." The importance of professional help. While these methods can be helpful, consulting a professional healer is crucial for effective and permanent spell removal. Experts like Samuel Zohar Yanai offer personalized guidance and support, ensuring all aspects of the spell are addressed and removed correctly. Professional healers have the knowledge and experience to handle complex cases and provide comprehensive solutions tailored to your needs. For more information or to schedule a consultation, contact us via email, WhatsApp, or phone. Samuel Zohar Yanai is dedicated to helping you remove spells and negative energies, providing a path to healing and protection.